High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're in Lincoln. It's the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament for the girls. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus here tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, it always seems to come down to St. Cecilia and Scotus somewhere in the round, and we have it again this year.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of times it comes down the last few years, and both, I think, have really good programs and play good basketball, and we meet again here in the semifinals.
A team that you saw to start off the season, it was a win for you, but it was a tough one.
It's a long time ago, you know, and we could take some things from those games, and we can take some things and throw them right out the window because there were two different teams again this time of year. And so, you know, it was a close battle, and that's what we expect tonight. They're going to come and try to knock us off.
You guys are picking up a win over Newman the other night, 41-34. Maybe not your A game, but you found a way to win the game.
We did. We came out a little flat, and they popped us in the mouth early and really took it to us in aspects. And we responded a little bit here and there and just found a way to win. And you like to do that when we don't play your best basketball, to find a way, and that's what we did.
Did it with defense, 14 steals, 18 turnovers, and give up only 34 points.
Yeah, we played pretty good defense throughout the game. We had a couple of breakdowns in the first half, and the second half we really clamped down and didn't give them anything easy. I think they had 12 points the whole second half, and so you like that. But offensively, we just weren't clicking either. And so it was one of those games where you're just happy to come out with a win.
What was the problem offensively?
Oh, I think we were just, you know, energy wasn't there, the intensity wasn't there. We were just a little flat, and it showed up in a lot of different ways. And, of course, you know, shooting percentage is one of the big things in basketball, and our shooting percentage wasn't very good, and it really showed.
Chandra Farmer led the way for you, 12 points. He's hitting 50% from the field this year, 41% from three-point territory. Has her play surprised you this year? Did you expect this at the beginning of the season?
Well, we expected a lot coming into the summer. She showed this summer a lot of different areas where she was very good. And so, you know, really doesn't surprise us this year to this point, but, you know, she just keeps doing so many things on the court for us to help us out. We need her to do that. And I wish, you know, some of the other girls would follow along with her and up their play a little bit.
Her older sister, Chanel, I see she's practicing now with the team. Is she going to get in the ball games here coming up?
Well, she played a little bit on Tuesday, and it was a little fast for her. We were pressing, and they were pretty athletic, and so it was a little fast for her there. But, you know, tonight might be a whole different story. They're a little bit of a slow-down team and don't like to run near as much. So we'll just see what happens and maybe give her a trial run and see how she's feeling and see what we get out of her. And it's nice to have her back on the bench and have that option to go to. That's definitely the case, but we don't want to rush her along too much either.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Columbus Scotus when our pregame show continues after this.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle at Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here in Lincoln. Coach Scotus, 11-4 on the season. Like we mentioned, you beat them earlier this year, 36-31. They rely on their defense. There's nothing new about Columbus Scotus. They rely on their defense, giving up just a shade over 33 points per game.
Yeah, they make everything tough for you defensively. They're just very good, solid team defense. And, you know, it's going to be points are going to be a hot commodity to come by. And if we can get them, we need to jump on it whenever we can. And so, you know, PJ joked on the way up here, first one to 40 is probably going to win this game. And I really think that's the case. And hopefully we can get there.
If past history speaks for itself, I think that's the case. This is a grind-em-out game, and every possession really going to count in this game really adds a double importance to your offense, doesn't it?
It does, and they do a real nice job offensively. Fultz is where their offense really begins, and Shohan wants to end it with a layup, and they do a nice job with their pick-and-roll offense, and we have to do a good job defending that, and we've talked a lot about that. The girls know what to do. Now we've got to go out there and execute defensively to hold them down and not give them any easy baskets because those points are so tough to come by.
Obviously, our ammunition is we want to get out and run with this team, but it might be a tough thing to do tonight based on what they want to do with their defense.
Yeah, they do a real good job of not allowing that to happen. And, you know, you may even find some transitions where you're 5-on-4 and happy to take that. And that's one thing we have to do is not – it's not going to be a 2-on-1 a lot of times because they just do so well at rebounding and getting back. But, we, you know, when we have those chances to get a 5-on-4 and an open shot, we have to take advantage.
What are some of the things we absolutely got to get done tonight?
Well, I think definitely we have to stop their pick and roll because they do that very well. They're very good at it. And we have to keep those baskets limited and not let them have a lot of easy layups or easy elbow shots off of that. And so the other thing, is, of course, is always for us is defensive rebounding. We have to do a good job of that. And lately we've been doing a pretty good job, but that's going to be a big factor tonight.
The Fultz girl, what's the game plan on her?
Well, we just have to make everything tough for her, you know, as tough as you can. She's going to get some points here and there because she's just that good of a player. She's been their best player the last 2 or 3 years. And so, you know, she's going to get her opportunities. And we just want to keep those to a minimum. And, you know, the Shohan girl, she wants to shoot layups and get offensive boards. And so we've got our work cut out for us.
You ever get tired of playing SCOTUS? You know, get tired of seeing the green and white on the other side?
Well, the hardest part is playing them the first of the year because they're such a good team and program, and they come off a great state volleyball tournament just like we did. And so that's the hardest one. This one, we know each other pretty well. Now we just got to roll the ball out there and play.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and SCOTUS tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Lincoln Christian High School tonight. High school basketball of the year on 1230 KHAS. Got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight as Columbus SCOTUS gets set to take on the third-ranked Hawkettes from Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mike Will and call a play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in. A record of 12 wins and 4 losses on the season. They picked up a win over Newman the other night in the quarterfinals of this tournament by a score of 41-34. Meanwhile, SCOTUS coming in. They have a record of 11 wins and 4 losses. SCOTUS won over Council Bluffs St. Albert on Monday night by a score of 31-26. SCOTUS comes in as the number 5 seed here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in as the number 1 seed. St. Cecilia has lost just 4 games this year. They won their first 8 games of the year before suffering a loss to Fillmore Central. St. Cecilia also had back-to-back losses to Grand Island Northwest and to Minden. They also lost to Kearney Catholic. That was a during a stretch of 1 week there as St. Cecilia played Minden, Kearney Catholic, and Grand Island Northwest all in a week, and they lost all 3 of them. Again, their other loss was to Fillmore Central. Meanwhile, Columbus SCOTUS, they lost their first 2 ball games of the season, losing to St. Cecilia 36-31, then dropping a contest of Guardian Angels Central Catholic. They are currently number 1 in Class C2 as the Guardian Angels beat them by a score of 50-42. Their losses have been to Pierce
by the score of 46-25, and also to Norfolk Catholic by the score of 55-40. SCOTUS, as we have seen in the past, this is a team that really relies on their defense. They give up only 33.4 points per ball game on defense. They average only 39.4 on the offensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in averaging 47.4 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 34.3 on the defensive end. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Again, sent for basketball action on 1230 KHAS, the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. Winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the next ball game coming up at 7:45 tonight. Here at Lincoln Christian, you get the Lincoln Christian Crusaders taking on Lincoln Lutheran in the next ball game. A championship contest is set for 4:15 on Saturday. The boys semifinals going to be played tomorrow night. Columbus SCOTUS will play Newman in the first ball game at 6 o'clock, followed by Lincoln Christian and Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:45. The boys' championship set for Saturday night at 6 o'clock here at Lincoln Christian High School. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Columbus SCOTUS, they'll go with Carly Foltz, a 5'6" junior, averaging 6.8 points per ball game. Alyssa Foltz, a 5'8" senior, she's averaging 12 points and 6.6 rebounds per game. Kara Moore, a 5'6" senior, she's averaging 3 points per ball game. Peyton Shohan is a 5'10" junior, Peyton averaging 9 points per ball game for the Shamrocks. Then Anna Perot is a 5'10" senior, she is averaging 4.7 points per ball game. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll go with Josie Jackson. Jackson, a 5'4" senior, averaging 4 points per ball game. Claire Hamburger, a 5'9" sophomore. Hamburger averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Alyssa Schropp, a 5'5" senior, averaging 8 points and about 3 rebounds per game. Morgan Nicola is a 6-foot junior. Nicola is averaging 7 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Olivia Thomas. Thomas is 6'1" senior. She is averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Well, as we talked to John Kyle in the pregame show tonight, it seems like every year this team gets together with Hastings St. Cecilia some way throughout the tournament, either in the semifinals or the championship round. Last year, it was the Shamrocks picking up a win over St. Cecilia by the score of 31-18. The year before that, Hastings St. Cecilia was able to beat SCOTUS, and he went on to win the Centennial Conference Championship. So find out what happens here in 2012-2013. St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms tonight. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. SCOTUS in their road green uniforms tonight, trimmed in the leather and white. Points are going to be at a premium in this basketball game. As we mentioned, SCOTUS gives up only 33 points per ball game. Expect a low-scoring ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia with the opening possession of the ball game. Blair Hamburger has got it on the wing. Back outside, top of the key. That's going to be Alyssa Schropp with the ball, not a Hamburger. Gets it outside. It's through the fingertips of Jackson, but Jackson picks it up near the 10-second line. Josie Jackson with it. Now to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger moves it over in the wing on the right side to Alyssa Schropp. Entry pass to get it inside there to Nicola. Nicola throws it over in the wing to Hamburger. He's tossed the ball around looking for his seam here against this very tough defense from Columbus SCOTUS. This is nothing new. They played earlier this year to start off the season. 36-31 was the final score. St. Cecilia was able to beat SCOTUS up in Columbus to start the season. St. Cecilia moves the ball down to the baseline and it's knocked out of the hands by Hamburger by Alyssa Foltz. So it'll be St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket just underway here in Lincoln tonight. We played about a minute so far. No score between St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS. Hamburger with the ball. Skip pass out here. They get it to a Morgan Nicola. Nicola to a Josie Jackson. They just play catch without here in 3 points. Territory. Schropp has got the ball. There's an entry pass inside to Nicola. Nice pass down low to Olivia Thomas, and the shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas scoring there for St. Cecilia. The Hawks go on in top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. As the Shamrocks come back with the basketball, St. Cecilia will be playing a man-to-man defense. Here's a Shohan, dribbles it down the right side of the wing. The ball's going to be poked loose and is picked up here by St. Cecilia. The first turnover on the Shamrocks here in the ball game. There's a three-pointer from Jackson up there, no good. Rebound is loose, comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds into the Shamrocks bench, and it'll be St. Cecilia ball. So Columbus SCOTUS turning the ball away on their opening possession. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 2-0. You're in the girls' semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. They're on 1230 KHAS. Schropp has got the ball, not a Hamburger. Over on the wing to Josie Jackson. Jackson sends it down low. The ball's going to be taken away from Thomas, but she gets it back. Now to Nicola. Back outside again to Schropp. Dribbles it inside the lane. Gives it away to Hamburger. Over on the wing on the right side, now to Josie Jackson, to Hamburger. Left side on the wing to Alyssa Schropp. Back out between the circles again, Josie Jackson. To the wing, they get it to Hamburger. Entry pass to Nicola. The ball's ripped out of there and a steal. Outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by St. Cecilia as Nicola gets it back. A couple of turnovers now on SCOTUS. One on St. Cecilia. There's a feed inside to Thomas. Shot up and in. Olivia Thomas now with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 4-0 early in this ball game. Here's Carly Foltz with the ball now for Columbus SCOTUS. Moves the ball down in the left corner. Brings it up high on the block to about the free throw line. Shoves it down in the corner of the right side to Alyssa Foltz. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Nicola. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Hamburger. She chases it down to the baseline. Can't go up for the shot. Gets it back out here in the wing to Alyssa Schropp. Down to Hamburger. Deep in the corner of the right side to Schropp. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends it back to Hamburger on the wing. Inside, they get it to Nicola. Bounce pass down low to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores. St. Cecilia out to a 6-0 lead. And now Columbus SCOTUS wants to call a timeout. Jared Ritter wants to call a timeout, the head coach for SCOTUS. St. Cecilia, 3 minutes into the ball game, has a 6-0 lead. 5 minutes to go. It's St. Cecilia 6. And the Columbus SCOTUS Shamrocks nothing.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Lincoln Christian High School here tonight. Girls High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. Good start for the Hawkettes. 6-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead over Columbus SCOTUS. Here's Alyssa Fultz with the ball now for the Shamrock. She goes over there to Kara Moore, brings it to the top of the key. Bounce pass right side to Kristen Onuka is into the ball game now. Onuka over to Moore, just to the left of the lane. There's Fultz in the free throw line. Fultz trying to drive it toward the basket. Throws it into the corner. Nobody's there. Nobody is there. A turnover on Columbus Scotus. That's their third turnover so far here in the first quarter. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Opening period. St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 6-0. Here's Alyssa Schropp with the ball now. Schropp moves it down in the corner. As they get it to Hamburger. Now to Jackson outside the ring. Right side of the wing to Schropp. Entry pass inside to Nikola. Back outside of the wing on the right side. Holding the ball there is Schropp. Entry pass again. They get it to Nikola. Down in the corner to Hamburger. Bombs away for three. Her shot no good. Rebound Thomas on the weak side. Out to Josie Jackson. So an offensive rebound there for Olivia Thomas. 6-0 the score. The Hawkins have the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Entry pass to Nickler. Her shot in the lane is going to be up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up here by Schropp. Her shot in the lane is up and in. Alyssa Schropp gets the offensive rebound and the put back. 8-0 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a lead over Scotus. The Shamrocks coming back with the basketball. This is Kara Moore with it now. She brings things up against Hamburger. There's a pass to the wing to Fultz. She drives the ball down in the block on the left side. Can't go up to the shot. Get to the Shohan. Down to Fultz. Alyssa Fultz is her leading scorer. She's got the ball now. Throws it on the right baseline to Perot. Perot kicks it back out here to Kara Moore. Moore behind the screen. Takes it in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. The ball being tapped around. It goes out of bounds. The officials looking to give the ball to the Hawkettes. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Chandra Farmer. And coming out will be Josie Jackson. Farmer's actually the leading scorer on the team, averaging 10.1 points per ball game off of the bench. The freshman here for head coach John Kyle. 8-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkins have the ball again. Claire Hamburger down to Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Nikola. Now to Farmer again in the lane. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it to Hamburger. Outside to Schropp now. Schropp brings it back to Hamburger. Free throw line extended right side to Nikola. Right at the elbow. Over here on the left side. Here's Schropp. Her shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Scotus. With the rebound there is going to be Peyton Shohan. And she gets the ball away to Fultz. Fultz will bring the ball up now for the Shamrocks. Still looking for their first points in the ball game. 8-0. The Hawkins have the lead. Here's Farmer. Out against Fultz. Nearly steals the ball away. Fultz drives it down to Lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ronald's out of there. And the rebound comes down to Nikola. Down to Farmer, she weaves her way up the floor here for St. Cecilia. Takes it to the free throw line out to Hamburger. Down in the corner, down to Alyssa Schropp. Out there in 3-point territory, throws it down to Farmer. Farmer out in the deep wing on the right side, moves it down in the corner again. That's going to be Alyssa Schropp out to Hamburger, top of the key. Dribble penetration, throws it out here to Schropp, takes it into the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. While being bounced around, it's going to be picked up by Fultz. Alyssa Fultz, long pass ahead. They get it to Kara Moore. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there, it's no good, and she's fouled in the play. A personal foul here called on Claire Hamburger at St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first team foul in the Hawkettes. And now Kara Moore goes to the free throw line here for Scotus. He's a 53% foul shooter in the season, 7 out of 13. For the free throw line for Kara Moore. Shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. So finally, the Shamrocks get on the scoreboard with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Now Chanel Farmer is into the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Chanel, of course, injured last February and just now getting back. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good, but somebody was in the lane too soon. Lane violation. So it's going to be back to St. Cecilia. So Chanel Farmer is into the ball game. Played a couple of minutes in the contest against Newman on the Tuesday night. That was her first playing time in a year, as this injury has really hampered her. So she's in the ball game here. Here's Alyssa Fultz with the ball. It's going to be knocked loose, and it's picked up there by Nuka. She tries to take it to the basket, and it's going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. They're going to give the ball here to Columbus Scotus, so the Shamrocks will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia with two turnovers. Columbus Scotus has got three. There's a bounce pass inside. A shot is going to be up there and in. Peyton Shohan scoring there for Columbus Scotus. And all of a sudden, it's an 8-3 ball game now in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the basketball. This is going to be Alyssa Schropp with the ball. Alyssa Schropp moves it over in the wing. On the right side is Chandra Farmer. Out to Chanel Farmer, top of the key. Left side down to Alyssa Schropp. Now to Chandra Farmer, brings it back to Schropp. Free throw line extended left side out to Chanel Farmer, top of the key. Chandra Farmer on the wing on the right side. Chandra Farmer with the ball high above her head, moves it down on the baseline. She's double teamed there. Gets it away to Chanel Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Nicola. Drops it down low. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Missing the easy one there for St. Cecilia was Erica Kitten. And the rebound comes down here to Columbus Scotus. The ball tipped away. Goes to the far sideline. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Lost out of the fingertips of Alyssa Foltz of Columbus Scotus. That's their fourth turnover in the ballgame. Claire Hamburger comes into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Alyssa Schrock. 1 minute, 11 seconds to play. Here in quarter number one, 8-3 is the score. St. Cecilia has got a 5-point lead here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Chanel Farmer with the ball, sends it inside down to Nicola, drops it down low, and her shot is up and in. That's Claire Hamburger. Nicola gets the assist. Claire Hamburger gets the field goal. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. 10-3 is the score now. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's Kara Moore with the ball for Columbus Scotus. Kara Moore across the midcourt stripe goes in a high post. Now to Hannah Krings is into the ball game. Hands it away to Onuka as she moves the ball to the left wing. Cross court pass comes over here to Alyssa Foltz. And she's going to be hit on the play and a foul is going to be called. Alyssa Foltz is fouled in the play by Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two in the ball game. For St. Cecilia, Erica Kitten comes out, and now Josie Jackson comes back in there. Columbus Scotus will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's Alyssa Foltz playing it in. The ball's going to be tapped away. Foltz picks it back up, goes for the basket. Her shot, no good, and she's fouling the play again. Foltz inbound of the ball. It was deflected away from Hannah Krings. Foltz picks her back up, and then she draws the personal foul. This one goes on Hamburger. That's going to be her second team foul. Number three on St. Cecilia. And the shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Alyssa Foltz. Foltz is a 61% foul shooter in the season. 38 out of 62 from the free throw line coming in here. She's averaging 12 points per ball game. She's their leading scorer. Into the ball game now is going to be Carly Foltz. Coming out will be Hannah Creams. 10-3 is the score. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Next shot is up there by Foltz. It's up and in, so she hits one out of two. And it's a 10-4 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Here comes Chandra Farmer back with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Dribbling out here at the top of the key. Chandra Farmer looking. Goes to her sister over here, Chanel Farmer. Bombs it inside to Nicola. Left side of the lane. Nicola dribbles the ball once. Throws it over on the right side. That's going to be Hamburg with the ball. Now down to the baseline. Chandra Farmer for three from the corner. Good. Chandra Farmer hitting a three-pointer from the deep right corner to make it a 12-4 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Here come the Shamrocks back with the basketball. That's Kara Moore. Kara Moore sends it inside, and the Shamrocks don't get a shot away. St. Cecilia, a good quarter to start off this ball game here tonight. The Hawkettes will have the lead after one quarter. The score is St. Cecilia 12, Columbus Scotus 4.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at Lincoln Christian High School. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia out to a 12-4 lead after one quarter here tonight. And it'll be Columbus Scotus inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Peyton Shohan has got a field goal for Columbus Scotus. Alyssa Foltz has got a free throw, and Kara Moore has got a free throw, and that is it for Scotus offensively so far in this ballgame against the St. Cecilia defense that's giving up only 34.3 points per ballgame. There's a shot on the left baseline, a shot up and in. Peyton Shohan scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ballgame. 12-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Hawkins have the ball back the other way. Alyssa Schropp goes to Chanel Farmer out here in three-point territory to Josie Jackson. Jackson out to Schropp, brings it back out to Chanel, top of the key, drives the ball into the paint, bounce pass comes over here to Schropp, takes the ball down to baseline, her shot is up there, no good, battle for the rebound, Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Thomas. Offensive rebound again. Saint Cecilia. There's Chanel Farmer. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shohan. Peyton Shohan with the ball now for the Columbus Scotus Shamrocks as they get it to Alyssa Foltz. Foltz will bring things up against Schropp. Foltz hands the ball away on the wing on the left side to Carol Moore behind the screen. Moore to the free throw line. Bounce pass over on the right side to Shohan. Brings it back to Moore. Now left side to Perot. Perot brings it to Foltz. Bounce pass down low again. Down a low block right side. A shot is put up there. It's no good by Shohan. Partially deflected, and a foul is going to be called. Olivia Thomas picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. And that's going to send Shohan back to the free throw line here for SCOTUS. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and she's a 50% foul shooter in the season. The first free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Chanel Farmer comes out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Carly Wright comes in there. So 12-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's the next shot by Shohan. It's up and in. Peyton Shohan's now got 5 out of the 7 points here. For the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus, 12-7 is the score now. Here in this second quarter of play, St. Cecilia with the ball. Right is Alyssa Schropp. Entry pass to go to Olivia Thomas. Top of the key now to Carly Wright. To Josie Jackson on the wing. Top of the circle again. That's Alyssa Schropp with the ball. Right side to Carly Wright. Runs it inside to Thomas. She grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Olivia Thomas has got 3 field goals and 6 points already here for St. Cecilia in the first half. 14-7 is the score now. St. Cecilia back out to a 7-point lead. Hawkins scored the first 8 points of the ball game, and they've never trailed in this one. There's a Perot with the ball. Free throw line extended on the left side. Anna Perot puts it on the floor once. Sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Peyton Shohan with the ball. Peyton Shohan gets it to Foltz as he drives the ball toward the basket. Underneath the hole now. Kicks it out here to Alyssa Foltz. Her shot with 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Thomas out with pass to the near sideline to Alyssa Schropp. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Goes down to Jackson. Jackson out to Schropp. Left side, Carly Wright holds it. Back out to Jackson out here in 3-point territory. Brings it back on the wing on the left side to Wright. Bounce pass will be deflected out of bounds. Alyssa Foltz getting her hands on it there for Columbus Scotus. Into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Nikra returns. Chandra Farmer comes in. Jackson comes to the bench. And Alyssa Schropp comes out of there. There's a lob pass in the lane. A shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Thomas, but she was acting the arm. And Olivia Thomas will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be called on Anna Peralt of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be her first. And now St. Cecilia will have their first free throws of the ball game with Olivia Thomas. And the first one is off the left side. No good. Thomas is a 50% foul shooter in the season. She's 12 out of 24 from the line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 53% of their free throws. Next shot is up there. Bounds off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Shohan. So 14-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 7-point lead here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament over Columbus Scotus. There's a Foltz with the ball. Foltz moves it inside, and now we got a traveling violation. Falling down with the ball was Kara Moore. Moore took it to the basket and fell down right in front of the basket here. She's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 5 turnovers now in Scotus. St. Cecilia has got 2. Hawkins have the ball. Chandra Farmer brings it into the offensive zone. Losing on the deep wing on the right side to Wright. Now to Farmer again. Top of the circle. Ball high above her head. Over here to Claire Hamburger on the wing. Claire Hamburger comes out here in the 3-point territory. As they get it out to the Carly Wright. Wright now to Farmer. Brings it back here to Claire Hamburger at the top of the key. Over to Chandra Farmer on the wing. Moves the ball down to the baseline toward the basket. Her shot is up and in. She is quick and she takes it right to the basket there for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out to a 16-7 lead now. Here's Carly Foltz with the ball. Foltz dribbles between a couple of defenders. Comes over here to Alyssa Foltz on the near sideline. Alyssa Foltz, dribble penetration, throws it down on the baseline. Peyton Shohan, double dribble. Peyton Shohan is whistling for the double dribble violation. That's 6 turnovers on Scotus in the ballgame. St. Cecilia now with a 9-point lead, and they've got the basketball. Here comes Chandra Farmer with it now. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here for the Hawkettes. Moves it over there to Carly Wright. Pass to Nikola. Outside to Hamburger. Top of the key. Hamburger now over here on the left side to Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Thomas. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Carly Foltz. That's the 3rd turnover on St. Cecilia. Here's Alyssa Foltz driving to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Nikola. Long pass down to floor. They get the ball down into the Hamburger. She stops, grabs the ball, and then shoots and scores. A timeout, Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia's opened up an 11-point lead in the ball game. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 18, Columbus go to 7.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The winner gets either Lincoln Lutheran or Lincoln Christian at 4:15 on Saturday, right back here at Lincoln Christian High School. It'll be Columbus Scotus with the ball. Scotus has got it to Alyssa Foltz. Her entry pass is going to be deflected away, and it's picked up by St. Cecilia's Carly Wright. Long pass down the right sideline to get to Chandra Farmer. She drives around a defender, and then a foul is going to be called. 7 turnovers on Scotus so far. In this basketball game, Alyssa Foltz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That is team foul number 2 on Scotus here in this first half of play. So a non-shooting situation. And now we've got another foul called down there in the corner as Morgan Nikla went to sailing out of bounds there on the seat of her pants. And a personal foul is going to be called in Kara Moore. That's going to be her first. The team's third, so St. Cecilia plays it in. There's Chanel Farmer with the ball, dribbles inside, dumps it down low with the ball down there as Hamburger. And another foul is going to be called on Columbus Scotus. So 3 quick fouls here. This one goes on Foltz again. Alyssa Foltz, that's going to be her second. Team foul number 4 on Scotus. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Claire Hamburger. She has got 6 points in the ball game already on 3 field goals. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here comes Alyssa Schropp into the ball game. Coming out is going to be Carly Wright. So back to the free throw line will be Claire Hamburger. Her shot is up there and in. So she gets 1 out of 2, and the St. Cecilia lead is now 19-7 here in the second quarter of play here at Lincoln Christian High School. Here's a Kara Moore with the ball being guarded out there by Schropp. Bounce pass comes over here to Sohan. Sohan picked up by Nikla. There's a pass to Perot. At the elbow, left side, comes over here to Alyssa Foltz on the right side of the lane. Back the other way goes Carly Foltz. She holds the ball there against Chanel Farmer. Top of the key is Carol Moore. Sends it down low, grabbing the ball there is Perot. Sends it in the corner now. There's Foltz. She drives inside. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Nicklin. She's going to be fouled in the play. Another foul here is going to go on Columbus Scotus. This one goes on Sohan. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5. On the Shamrocks here in the first half of play. We've got 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first half. St. Cecilia dominating this ball game thus far. 19-7 is the score. Hawkins have the lead. There's Alyssa Schropp with it now. Brings it into the offensive zone. Chanel Farmer in the deep wing on the right side. Chanel Farmer sends it down in the corner to Alyssa Schropp. She dribbles to the top of the key. Flips it over here to Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer now to Schropp on the wing. To the elbow, Nikla. Chanel Farmer has got it. Moves over here on the left side to Alyssa Schropp. Moves it down to the baseline. Can't put up a shot here. She brings it out into 3 points there. It's way to Chandra Farmer. It's a man-to-man defense now for Columbus Scotus. Bounce pass in the wing. Here's Alyssa Schropp trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Back out to Farmer. Takes it to the elbow. Spins in the lane. Now to Chanel Farmer. Down in the corner. They get it to Nikla. There's a pass back inside. And the foul is going to be called. Nikla trying to send her back inside to Claire Hamburger. And a personal foul that's going to be called on Kristen Anuka of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be your first team foul number 6 on the Shamrocks. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball to get it right in front of the basket. And Nickler shot is up there. Rims out of there. No good. Anuka rather to Peyton Schohan grabs a rebound to Foltz for Columbus Scotus. Alyssa Foltz into the forecourt. Now to Peyton Schohan. Schohan moves it over here to Carol Moore. She puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. There's a handoff here as they get it to a Kristen Anuka. Bounce pass goes inside, right in front of the basket. A shot up and in. Hannah Kring scoring there for Columbus Scotus. 19-9 is the score. The Hawkins have a 10-point lead, 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Chandra Farmer. Moves it over here on the wing to Alyssa Schropp. Inside to Nikla. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it down there to a Chandra Farmer. The ball is intercepted by Kara Moore. That's going to be turnover number 4 on St. Cecilia. Moore comes over to Anuka on the deep wing on the right side. Anuka puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here near the 10-second line and hands the ball away to Kara Moore. Moore picked up out there by Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia. Moves it down in the corner, then circles around in the lane and a traveling violation. I think Chanel Farmer got her hands in it there, and a traveling violation is going to be called on SCOTUS. That's going to be their eighth turnover in the ball game. Chanel Farmer comes out. Here comes Josie Jackson back into the ball game. 19-9 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. Hawkins have the ball. Sandra Farmer has got it now. Moves it over to Schropp on the wing on the right side. Back out to Farmer in three-point territory. Right side to Schropp. Moves the ball down on the baseline. Contact made again. And another foul is going to be called here on Columbus SCOTUS. The foul here is going to go on Kristen Anuka. That's going to be your second personal foul. That's team foul number seven on SCOTUS. So now Alyssa Schropp will go to the free throw line. This will be a one-and-one situation here for Schropp. Her first one is up there. It's good. Schropp is a 66% foul shooter in the season. He has now hit 13 out of 19 free throws for the Hawkins this year. 20-9, St. Cecilia out on top. Next shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Krings. Her outlet pass is intercepted by Nikla. Gets the ball down here to Chandra Farmer. Her shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Hannah Krings. Krings gets the ball away to Fultz. Her bounce pass right side of the rim is going to be intercepted. It is picked up here by St. Cecilia's Alyssa Schropp running back the other way. Schropp to the basket. She can be found in the play. 10 turnovers on Columbus SCOTUS against the St. Cecilia defense here tonight in the first half. And now St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. Alyssa Fultz picks up the personal foul, and that's huge. That's number three on Fultz. He's our leading scorer on the team, averaging 12 points per ballgame. Schropp to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. He's down two out of three from the line. She's got 4 points in the ballgame for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have the lead now by a score of 21-9. Next shot for Alyssa Schropp as she waits here at the free throw line. Looks up there, throws it up there, and the shot good. Perfect by Alyssa Schropp. Hits a couple of free throws, and St. Cecilia is out to a 22-9 lead here late in the second quarter with under a minute to play in the half. There's Kara Moore with the ball. Kara Moore picked up by Schropp. Kara Moore dribbles with it, hands it away. That's a Carly Fultz with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line, being hocked out there by Chandra Farmer. Goes to the near sideline to Kara Moore. Kara Moore looking to penetrate, can't do it. Kara Moore bounce pass down low to Krings. The basketball is knocked away from her and is picked up by Olivia Thomas. Olivia Thomas gets the ball to Alyssa Schropp because she comes back the other way. It's going to be tipped away again. Now we got a scramble on the floor. We got a jump ball called. Three players at the deck. Arrow is playing in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawkins will play things in with 24.7 seconds to play. It'll be St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 22-9 here in the ballgame. Josie Jackson gets it in to Schropp in the corner on the left side. Brings it out to a Chandra Farmer. She holds it out here in the three-point territory. Chandra Farmer just holding on to the ball, watching the clock tick down. We're down to 15 seconds to play. Farmer now behind the screen. Dribbles right side of the lane. Throws it down in the corner to Jackson. Back outside a three-pointer. Is up there again. A three-pointer by Morgan Nikola. A couple of feet beyond the three-point line there. She nails it for St. Cecilia, and that's the end of the first half of play. St. Cecilia doing everything right so far in this basketball game. They have held Columbus SCOTUS to only 9 points here in the first half of play. Morgan Nikola hitting a big three-ball at the end of the first half, and St. Cecilia has the lead here at halftime. They'll play two quarters tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament here at Lincoln Christian. The score at halftime, St. Cecilia 25, Columbus SCOTUS 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power.
located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, build this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Lincoln Christian High School here tonight. The semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia has dominated the first two quarters. The Hawkins have the lead here at halftime on a score of 25-9. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. St. Cecilia scored the first 8 points of the basketball game tonight. And it wasn't until the 2:10 mark of the first quarter that Columbus Scotus finally got on the scoreboard with a free throw. St. Cecilia led 12-4 at the end of the first quarter, and the Hawkins kept the pressure alive in quarter number two. They had a 12-7 advantage, and then St. Cecilia rattled off seven straight points to make it a 19-7 ball game before Columbus Scotus scored again. St. Cecilia then got out to a 22-9 lead, and 25-9 is our score here at halftime as the Hawkins have the lead over the Shamrocks here in this ball game. Only four girls have scored for Columbus Scotus. Peyton Shohan leading the way. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Shohan has got a couple of 2-point field goals in the ball game, and she is 1 out of 2 from the line. Also scoring was a Hannah Krings. She has got a field goal for 2 points. We've got Kara Moore with a one free throw in the ball game in 2 attempts. And also, Alyssa Fultz has got one free throw in 2 attempts. Other than that, nothing for Columbus Scotus. They've got 10 points on the board, or actually 9 points on the board here at halftime. They're 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is being led so far by Claire Hamburger. She has got 7 points in the ball game. Hamburger's got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Olivia Thomas has got 3 field goals and 6 points here at the break. Alyssa Tropp has got 5 points on a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer has got 5 points in the ball game on a 3 and a 2. And Morgan Nikla knocked down a 3-pointer right at the end of the first half there for her only points in the ball game. St. Cecilia 4 out of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half. Unofficially, they've got 4 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, at halftime of our girls' semifinal ball game from the Centennial Conference Tournament tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Columbus Scotus by a score of 25-9. Back with more after this.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight from Lincoln Christian High School. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead at halftime on a score of 25-9. And the winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Lincoln Christian and Lincoln Lutheran. They'll play at 7:45 tonight here at Lincoln Christian High School. And the two winners will play for the Centennial Conference Championship on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. Lincoln Christian picked up a win over Concordia in the quarterfinals by the score of 53-39. And Lincoln Lutheran was able to knock off the second-seeded team, Aquinas, on the Tuesday night by a score of 45-20. So those two teams will play at 7:45, and then the winners will play at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon. Boys' side of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament will hold their semifinal rounds here tomorrow. It'll be Columbus Scotus playing at 6 o'clock against Newman. Scotus picking up a win on Tuesday night over Council Bluffs St. Albert by a score of 70-50. Newman outscored Boystown 77-72. Another semifinal game for the boys tomorrow will pit Lincoln Christian up against Grand Island Central Catholic. Lincoln Christian beat Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday night by a score of 51-39. Grand Island Central Catholic, the number 10 seed in the tournament, is in the semifinals. The Crusaders beating number 2 seed Lincoln Lutheran on Tuesday night by a score of 39-30. So those two ball games will be tomorrow here at Lincoln Christian at 6 and 7:45. And then the boys championship going to be played on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Also here at Lincoln Christian. Hastings St. Cecilia boys are also in Lincoln tonight. They're playing a consolation game in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament as they're facing Lincoln Lutheran tonight. Got more high school basketball and college basketball coming up the rest of the weekend here on 1230 KHIS. Again on Saturday afternoon, we'll have Bronco basketball for you as Hastings College will take on nationally ranked Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a big day at the Osborne Sports Complex. The women's game will go at 2 o'clock. The men will go at 4 o'clock. The Hastings College men cracking the top 25 for the first time since 2010. So they'll be taking on nationally ranked Northwestern. Hastings will play nationally ranked for the first time. 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon against Northwestern. 1:45 for the pregame show. They're on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow night, on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you get USHL hockey as we'll have Waterloo taking on the Tri-City Storm beginning at 7:10. Tonight on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you get Nebraska women's basketball as the Lady Huskers will take on 25th-ranked Michigan State. The pregame show beginning in a minute or so at 6:45 with a tip-off scheduled for 7:05 tonight in Lincoln. And then we'll have Nebraska men's basketball again on Saturday afternoon. They're also playing Northwestern on Saturday. That'll be a 2 o'clock tip-off with the pregame show going at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So we got the second half coming up here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. We're down to 50 seconds on the clock. Columbus Scotus is not out of the locker room yet. St. Cecilia getting their final instructions here from head coach Don Kyle. Here come the Shamrocks. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, high school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings St. Cecilia dominated in the first two quarters. 25-9 is the score over Columbus Scotus. Hawkins coming in as the number 3-ranked team in Class C2 here tonight, taking on Columbus Scotus. Both teams with 4 losses during the regular season. Scotus inbounds the ball, but it's going to be tipped out of bounds here in backcourt, and it'll be the Shamrocks now having to come the length of the floor there. Alyssa Schropp got her hands on it there for St. Cecilia, so now Scotus will bring the ball up the floor here. They're trailing in the ball game on a score of 25-9. The leading scorer, Alyssa Foltz, has got only 1 point and 3 personal fouls against St. Cecilia. In that first half, Foltz has got the ball now to Carly Foltz. Gets it away to Kara Moore. Drives it into the lane. Here's a little pass to the right side. The shot's going to be taken there by Peyton Shohan. No good. Offensive rebound, Perot. Goes to the near sideline. It's safe from going out of bounds by Shohan. But right into the hands of Nicola. Nicola gets it a hamburger for St. Cecilia down in the corner to Schropp. Schropp brings it out to Nicola. Left side down to Jackson. Bombs it inside to Thomas. Back out to Jackson. Now to Schropp. Schropp out here in three-point territory. Dribbling with the ball. Comes on the near sideline to Hamburger. On the deep wing. Drives the ball toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be SCOTUS ball. Last touch there by Nicola of St. Cecilia. So it'll be Columbus SCOTUS coming the length of the floor again. Here in the third quarter, they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 25-9. The Hawkins now applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Kara Moore has got the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone here for the Shamrocks. Dribbles to the right side of the floor and hands the ball away to Fultz. Takes it into the paint. Stops. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Moore. 10-footer is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Nicola of St. Cecilia. Nicola gets the ball to Josie Jackson down the near sideline to Hamburger. Pass inside, tipped away from Thomas. They're right in the hands of Hamburger. Right back inside to Thomas. Shot good. Olivia Thomas now with 8 points in the ball game. It's now a 27-9 contest in favor of St. Cecilia. Early in this third quarter, 6.5 to play. There's Alyssa Fultz with the ball. Moves it over to Carol Moore. Deep wing on the right side. Carol Moore uses a screen from Shohan. Moves it to the free throw line. Bounce pass here to Alyssa Fultz. Entry pass, get it inside to Shohan. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp with the ball down the far sideline as they get it to Clara Hamburger. Now to Josie Jackson, traveling violation. Jackson's whistled for the traveling violation. That's five turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Columbus SCOTUS has got 11 in the ball game. 27-9, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. In girls high school basketball, there's a Carly Fultz with the ball down the left sideline. Bounce pass comes out to Alyssa Fultz. St. Cecilia now in a man-to-man defense. Alyssa Fultz moves it right side, reverses, and comes back the other way. On the wing to Perot. Now inside, his shot is up and in. Perot goes to Peyton Shohan, and Shohan lays it in. Shohan now with 7 points in the ball game, 27-11. St. Cecilia is out on top. There's a Morgan Nicola with the ball for the Hawkettes. Nicola comes out here to Josie Jackson. Now near sideline to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger holds onto it, dribbles once. Now it's to get rid of it. She does out to Jackson. Jackson sends over to Nicola. Free throw line extended left side. Nicola lobs it. Well, she's going to go back out here to Jackson. Looks like she wanted to go inside to Thomas. Went to Jackson instead. Down to Schropp. Brings it over to Jackson again. There's an entry pass to Nicola. Bounce pass down low to Thomas. Her shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Carol Moore. Thomas misses an easy one there from the right baseline. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be too far. Perot can't handle it. Out of bounds. It's a turnover on SCOTUS. 12 turnovers now on SCOTUS. Here comes Chandra Farmer back into the ball game for John Kyle and the Hawkins. Going out will be Josie Jackson. Here comes Chanel Farmer down to the scorer's table. She will check in at the next opportunity. 27-11. The Hawkins with a 16-point lead. Chandra Farmer with the ball. Chandra brings it over there to Hamburger. Down in the corner, down to Nicola. Nicola drives the baseline toward the goal. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Carly Fultz. Turnover number 6 on the SCOTUS here in the ball game, or rather on the St. Cecilia in the ball game. There's Alyssa Fultz with the ball now for Columbus SCOTUS. Circles around, takes it down the baseline and throws it back out on the wing on the right side to Carly Fultz. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Schropp of St. Cecilia. Winds her way up the floor. There's a nice pass, and the shot's blown there by Claire Hamburger. Misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to SCOTUS. Pass down the near sideline to Fultz. She drives the ball toward the goal. We got a foul called here on Thomas. Olivia Thomas is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 1 on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting foul, though, as Carly Fultz was in the act of shooting. Fultz has not scored so far in the ball game tonight. 45% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's good. Here comes Chanel Farmer into the ball game now, replacing Olivia Thomas. So Chanel Farmer is into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. 27-12. Winner plays in the championship ball game on Saturday at 4:15. Next shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot, no good, but being fouled in the play. Anna Perot. The foul here is going to go on St. Cecilia's Claire Hamburger. That's going to be Hamburger's third personal foul. Team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes. To the free throw line, Anna Perot for Columbus SCOTUS. Their first shot is up there. It's no good. So again, one more. Perot is a 56% foul shooter. Hamburger comes out. Here comes Carly Wright back into the ball game. We're down to 4:21 to play in the third quarter. Perot's second shot is up there and in, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the stripe. End of the ball game now for Columbus SCOTUS is going to be Kristen Onuka. And coming out will be Carly Fultz. Saints Jose with a 14-point lead. The Hawkeyes have led this baby from the opening tap. They scored the first 8 points in the ball game tonight. There's a Chandra Farmer with the ball at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Nikola. Underneath the basket is going to be knocked away from Wright. The ball is loose, and now we got a timeout called here. Probably Wright had enough possession of it that John Kyle pops up off the bench, calls the timeout, and they give him the TO here. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia at 27, Columbus Scotus 13.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4:06 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead by a score of 27-13. Hawkins have the ball. There's a Chandra Farmer, moves it down in the corner of the Carly Wright, back to Chandra Farmer. Right side of the lane, loses his control of the ball. It's loose, and it's going to be picked up here by a Columbus Scotus. Turnover number 7 on the Hawkettes. Back the other way comes Kara Moore for the green and white of Columbus Scotus. The Shamrocks back into the offensive scoring zone. Moore behind the screen, bounce pass in the lane to get it to Perot. Perot now outside to Onuka. Onuka moves it to Fultz on the baseline. She tries to drive it. The ball is knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Columbus Scotus' ball. So now Farmer chips the ball away there, but she was out of bounds, and Columbus Scotus will play things in. Olivia Thomas comes back into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. Going out will be Morgan Nikola. Scotus will play things in. They get it to Shohan, now to Fultz, now to Perot. Dribbles it to the free throw line. The lob pass down in the corner to Onuka. Brings it out to Fultz again on the wing on the right side. Fultz cross-court pass comes over here to Kristen Onuka. Onuka trying to get away. She's double-teamed. Onuka still on the dribble. Brings it out here to the elbow. Bounce pass down the left side of the lane to Perot. Perot pulls up and shoots a little 10-footer. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Peyton Shohan has got it now inside to Carol Moore. She has it knocked loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Moore. Down on the baseline. The shot is up and in by Perot, and she's fouled in the play. And Perot scoring there for Columbus Scotus. And now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play as she is fouled in the play here by the Hawkettes. That makes it a 27-15 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Here's a shot from the free throw line up and in. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. And now Scotus is within 11 points at 27-16 at the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Chanel Farmer has got it. So now moves it over to Alyssa Trop, takes it to the elbow, gives the ball away to Chandra Farmer. Now to Carly Wright. Back out on the top of the key, that's going to be Alyssa Trop over to Chanel Farmer. Chandra Farmer, top of the circle, her shot is up there good. Buries a three-pointer. She's now got 8 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Gives the Hawkins a 14-point lead again at 30-16 with 2.5 minutes to play. Kristen Onuka has got the ball, now to Alyssa Fultz. Hangs on to it, throws it over in the wing on the right side. Carol Moore behind the screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. Here's Kristen Onuka. She dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle. Out to Carol Moore. Skip pass down in the corner to Onuka. Onuka picked up by Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside to Shohan. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Thomas. Out of the pass to Chandra Farmer. Gets the ball ahead now to Alyssa Schropp. Holds up on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass down to Wright on the baseline. Skip pass out on top to get it to Chandra Farmer. Shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Chandra Farmer with back-to-back trays there for St. Cecilia in the third quarter. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. As 33-16 as Chandra Farmer nails a couple of trays there for St. Cecilia. About the same spot in each of those shots. And now here's a steal by St. Cecilia into the fourth. Scored by Chandra Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Chandra Farmer has taken over the ball game for St. Cecilia. 2 threes, and now a field goal. That's 13 turnovers on Columbus Scotus, and it's 35-16. Chandra Farmer doing all the scoring here in the past minute or so. There's Alyssa Fultz driving the ball into the lane, throws it down to Onuka on the baseline left side, lobs it back out to the free throw circle. Her shot is up and in. That's Kara Moore scoring there for Columbus Scotus. 35-18 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's Chanel Farmer inside to Thomas. She dumps away to Strop. Back out to Chandra Farmer. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. She misses that one. Rebound comes down to Carol Moore. That was probably the easiest shot out of the three. Here's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted and then out of bounds. And it's going to be Columbus Scotus' ball. Stock got the ball there for St. Cecilia, but it was right on the baseline, and the momentum carries her out of bounds. There goes a whole bunch of substitutes into the ball game now, and St. Cecilia is out to a 35-18 lead over the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Alyssa Foltz will inbound the ball, baseline left side to get it down in the corner. Onuka throws up a three. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Allen pass comes from the near sideline. Josie Jackson with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Jackson out to Sandra Farmer, now to Morgan Nicola. Nicola comes over here to Josie Jackson, right side, lobs it into the paint. It's going to be tipped away there from Erica Kitten. The ball is brought down by Alyssa Foltz. She drives it back the other way. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Personal foul back at the other end. It's going to go on the Hawkins. It's going to go on Chandra Farmer. That's going to be her first. To the free throw line for Columbus Scotus is going to be Alyssa Foltz. She's our leading scorer. She has been held without a field goal so far in the ball game, and she sinks this first free throw. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight for her only points in the ball game. 35-19. Hawkins have the lead. Here's Alyssa Foltz. Her next one is up there. Misses it. Short. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Morgan Nicola brings it up. 27 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead. Nicola, free throw line extended right side, holds the ball high above her head there. Nicola puts it on the floor, dribbles out into three-point territory, gives the ball to Chandra Farmer. Farmer moves it on the dribble to the left side. The ball's going to be poked out of her hands, out of bounds by Carly Foltz. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Alyssa Foltz out of the ball game now for Columbus Scotus. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball to get it to Nicola at the free throw line. Nicola hands the ball away to Chandra Farmer. Outside to Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is loose. It's picked up here. Back the other way as Carly Foltz throws up a shot. It's no good at the buzzer. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the Centennial Conference semifinals in Lincoln. The score after three, St. Cecilia 35, Columbus Scotus 19.
Strong and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Getting set for the fourth quarter here tonight. Girls High School basketball in 1230 KHAS against the St. Cecilia boys. They are playing in Lincoln tonight against Lincoln Lutheran. That's in a consolation game in the boys' side of the bracket after St. Cecilia was beaten on Tuesday night by Lincoln Christian by the score of 51-39. So the Hawks are playing across town here at Lincoln Lutheran. The ball game has started at 5:30 tonight. Adams Central's boys and girls are in action tonight as well as they look to rebound from their losses to Hastings High on Tuesday night. They're got a home date with the Lexington Minutemen and Minute Maids tonight. Chandra Farmer goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Peyton Shohan. Shohan has got it now for Columbus Scotus. It's 35-19. St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawkeyes have dominated this basketball game as they scored the first 8 points of the contest tonight and have not really even been threatened in this contest. Krings has got the ball. Krings hands away to Kara Moore, and she's going to be called for the steps. Traveling violation on the Kara Moore. That's going to be turnover number 14 on Columbus Scotus here in the ballgame. Now the Shamrocks attacking here in backcourt. Chandra Farmer has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe, and now the ball's going to be knocked loose, but Chandra Farmer picks it back up, flips the ball, and is loose in the corner. It's picked up by Krings. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Long pass ahead. They get the ball to Foltz, and she drives, and the ball's knocked out of her hands. Loses the ball out of bounds. So it's not knocked out of her hands. The official is standing right there down there in the baseline. Carly Foltz is calling for losing the ball out of bounds. So it's going to be a turnover on Scotus. That's their 15th turnover of the ball game. Chandra Farmer comes out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Here comes Alyssa Schropp back in there. Josie Jackson will inbound the ball. Gets it to Schropp. And Alyssa Schropp will bring things up now. against Alyssa Foltz for Columbus Scotus. Gets it in the offensive scoring zone. Comes over here for Jackson for three. Shot good. Josie Jackson hits her first field goal of the ball game. It's a three-pointer from the right side. Saints to say now leading by 19 points. They have doubled the score on the Shamrocks. It's 38-19. Here's Alyssa Foltz with the ball. Moves it down in the corner on the left side. Alyssa Foltz on the baseline. Cross-court pass goes over to Krings. Down on the wing. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Carly Foltz. Carly Foltz takes it into the paint. Lobs it down in the corner to Alyssa Foltz. She drives the baseline. Goes up with the shot. It's going to be blocked down there by Kitten. And the ball is recovered here by St. Cecilia's Schropp. She gets the ball away to Jackson into the forecourt now. The hamburger underneath the basket to Kitten. Shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Alyssa Foltz. Foltz dribbles behind her back to bring her up here for Columbus Scotus. 6:19 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 38-19. Scotus beat St. Cecilia in this tournament last year. The Hawkettes beat Columbus Scotus the year before that and went on to win the championship. Driving down the lane and scoring is going to be Carly Foltz. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. It's now 38-21. St. Cecilia with the lead. Nicola with the ball after Schropp out here in three-point territory. Shamrock stay with a man-to-man defense. Over on the wing is Josie Jackson. Holds it. Entry pass right through the fingertips of Nicola. And the ball is brought out of there by Columbus Scotus. Peyton Shohan with the ball for Scotus. Gets it into the hands now of Foltz. This is Alyssa Foltz bringing the ball up. Brings it around the hamburger. Drives it to the basket. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Alyssa Foltz has drove that ball right around the Claire hamburger. And a personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia's Erica Kitten. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Alyssa Foltz. She is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Columbus Scotus has no team fouls yet in the second half. We're down to 5:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Kitten comes out. Thomas back in there. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And now we got a timeout called here by John Kyle. So St. Cecilia calls a timeout with 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 38, Columbus Scotus 22.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit the brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 38-22 is the score. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Winner will play at 4:15 on a Saturday afternoon. Here's a steal in backcourt. Alyssa Foltz drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Alyssa Foltz gets the steal and a field goal. Now the inbounds pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. So St. Cecilia now with 11 turnovers in the ball game. Hamburger checks out. Here comes Sandra Farmer back into the ball game. 38-24 is the score now. The Shamrocks back to within 14 points with 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Sandra Farmer inbounds the ball. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted on the far sideline by Peyton Shohan. Shohan to Foltz. Foltz is double-teamed here on the near sideline. The ball poked loose and is picked up by Farmer. She has it knocked loose. Farmer picks it back up. Scramble is on. Follow the bouncing ball. It's still loose. And finally, we got a timeout called here. As a Columbus Scotus has granted the timeout. That was Carly Foltz getting her hands on it just long enough inside the free throw circle. And Columbus Scotus will call a timeout with head coach Jared Ritter finally stopping the action here. 5:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 38, Columbus Scotus 24.
It's more great news from T&L Irrigation. If you own a T&L pivot irrigation system or are thinking about buying one, then you'll definitely want to be in the loop with T&L's latest product information and operating tips. You can sign up now for T&L's bi-monthly electronic newsletter by logging on to TL.com. IRR.com/eNews. TNL Irrigation Systems are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works for a lifetime.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska women's basketball is on the air tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got Michigan State taking on the Huskers at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. The ball game just tipped off a few minutes ago. St. Cecilia basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, 38-24. Hawkins looking to hold on here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament in the semifinals. Columbus Scotus has got it following the turnover. There's a shot in the lane by Peyton Shohan. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. It's too far out of bounds. So again, the Hawkins turn the ball away. Alyssa Schropp had it down the far sideline. Take her down the floor there, and she threw it too far. A turnover on the Hawkins. That's their 13th in the ball game. Now Josie Jackson's going to come out of the ball game. Coming in there is going to be Morgan Nicola. Now St. Cecilia will attack here in backcourt. It's going to be Scotus with the ball. Here's Alyssa Foltz bringing up. She'll dribble behind her back here as she works against Chandra Farmer. Gets it into the offensive zone as Foltz will move it to the wing on the right side. Takes it down into baseline. Stops there. Comes back out to Peyton Shohan. Now to Foltz at the free throw line. The ball's going to be poked away here by Chanel Farmer. Into the backcourt and an over and back violation. An over and back violation. Columbus Scotus arguing here that Chanel Farmer tipped the ball, and now we're going to have a technical foul called. A technical foul is going to be called here on the Columbus Scotus. One of the players out there, I think that was Carly Foltz, who had the ball tipped away by Chanel Farmer, arguing with the officials out there that the ball was tipped, so she gets teed up here. And going to the free throw line is going to be Alyssa Schropp for St. Cecilia. Schropp 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Drop hits one. That makes the score a 38-24 ball game in favor of the Hawkins. Alyssa Schropp will have one more shot here. Standing all alone at the free throw line. Shot is up there, and she hits that one. So she hits a couple of free throws. That gives St. Cecilia a 16-point lead again. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Alyssa Foltz. It was her that was hit with a technical foul, and now to Carly Foltz. Blame the wrong sister. Here's Alyssa Schropp with the ball for St. Cecilia. Pass goes inside. It's through the fingertips. I believe that Thomas out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns it away for the 14th time here in the ball game. Down in the scores table and checking back in is going to be Alyssa Foltz again. Coming out is going to be Kristen Onuka. So just a short scolding on the bench there. As Alyssa Foltz back into the ball game, it's 40-24. St. Cecilia with a 16-point lead down the near sideline. It's going to be Carly Foltz with the ball. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now dribbles to the wing on the right side. Reverses and drives it down the lane. Foltz to the basket. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Perot. Perot sends it out here to Foltz. Columbus Scotus keeps the ball alive. There's a pass inside to Shohan. She throws it back out on the wing. Nobody's there. It goes out of bounds. So the Hawkins will come back with the basketball. The winner plays either Lincoln Christian or Lincoln Lutheran on the Saturday afternoon at 4:15, right back here at Lincoln Christian for the championship. Here's Morgan Nicola. Shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola scores. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. That's her first field goal since she hit that one right before the halftime buzzer. It's 42-24. St. Cecilia again leading by 18. There's a shot by Foltz. No good. And a foul is going to be called. Foltz, nice move to the basket. Dribble underneath the basket there. Then threw up a shot from the short right baseline. But a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia's Chanel Farmer. That's going to be your second. To the free throw line for Scotus will be Carly Foltz. And her shot is up there. The shot good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. That's 4 points in the ball game for Foltz. Coming back in is going to be Kristen Onuka. And coming out will be Anna Perot. It's 42-25. St. Cecilia with a lead with 3:53 to play. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Foltz. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball.
Bounds to the Hawkins.
The Saints will say we'll play things in here in backcourt. Columbus Scotus will attack back here. Chanel Farmer gets the ball into a Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer splits a couple of defenders, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Going to be fouled here in backcourt by Kara Moore. That's going to be the second foul on Kara Moore. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Shamrocks. Non-shooting situation. Saints will say we'll play things in. Chanel Farmer misfires here, and the ball goes into the backcourt. It's picked up by Carly Foltz. There's the ball that's going to be deflected, but picked up by Moore. Over here on the wing to Foltz now. Foltz sends it inside. We got another whistle and a foul is going to be called. No, they're going to count the basket. They're going to count the basket here by Alyssa Foltz. And the foul is going to go on the Chandra Farmer. That's going to be your second. That was like a continuation basket there. Like an NBA-style shot there. Alyssa Foltz gets the free throw. Scores Mia got a break right there in the three-point play. 42-28 is the score. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. A pass down the floor. They get it to a Thomas. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted by Foltz. St. Cecilia having some problems here in the fourth quarter. There's Onuka with the ball now. Onuka moves it out in the corner to Kara Moore. Moore holds on to it, puts it on the floor, dribbles up high. Bounce pass out on top to Carly Foltz. Her three-pointer has been up there no good. Rebound Chanel Farmer gets the ball now to Alyssa Schropp. Here come the Hawkettes with a 14-point lead in the basketball as we approach the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Sandra Farmer out here just across the 10-second line. Sandra Farmer dribbles to her right. Gives the ball to Olivia Thomas. The ball poked away there, and a foul is going to be called on Peyton Shohan. That's the second foul on Peyton Shohan. Team foul number three on the Columbus Scotus here in the second half of play. Sandra Farmer checks out. Rather, it's going to be Chanel Farmer checking out of the ball game. Here's Sandra Farmer inside the free throw circle. Ashana is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Carly Foltz. Carly Foltz has got it here for Columbus Scotus down the right sideline. Throws it down to Carol Moore down there. In the corner on the right side, Kara Moore brings it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Ball poked away. It's loose again. The scramble is on. Two, three, four, five players at the deck, and finally a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Columbus Scotus. So the Shamrocks will play things in underneath their own basket with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 42-28. Saints to say, led at halftime, 25-9. Here comes Hannah Krings into the ball game now for Scotus. Alyssa Foltz will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Krings. Now to Foltz. Drives the ball to the basket. Scoop shot is up there and in. Alyssa Foltz has got 10 points in the ball game. A majority of those have been right here in the fourth quarter. She's hit all three field goals here in the fourth quarter of play. Morgan Nicola nearly palms the basketball. There's a pass over to Chandra Farmer. The ball is poked away, and a foul is going to be called here on Foltz. Alyssa Foltz picks up her fourth personal foul.
Alyssa Foltz.
And now St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. That's the fourth team foul called on the Shamrocks here in this second half of play. Foltz comes out of the ball game. Here comes Anuka back in there. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Claire Hamburger looks to play things in. Chandra Farmer has got it. Farmer gets away. Farmer dribbles to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Back out here. As they get it to Carly Wright, left side down to Alyssa Schropp, to Hamburger, top of the key. Right side, Carly Wright holds on to the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp out here as they work against the man-to-man defense. Here's Carly Wright as St. Cecilia just spreads the floor now. Chandra Farmer over in the wing on the left side to Nicola at the top of the key. Over on the right side to Schropp, dribbles once, sends it out here to Hamburger. Now left side on the wing, Carly Wright. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Carly Wright falls down out here in three-point territory and a traveling violation. She was working on top against Anna Perot, and a traveling violation is called there in St. Cecilia. That's their 17th turnover of the ball game. Scotus has also got 17 turnovers. St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead, 42-30. Here's a steal by Nicola. Drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play. Nicola got the quick interception here, drove it right to the basket and scored for St. Cecilia, and she is fouled in a play. Morgan Nicola now with 7 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. She was fouled in a play there by Carol Moore. That's going to be the third foul on Moore. Here comes Krings back into the ball game now for Scotus, and going out will be Peyton Shohan. This is Morgan Nicola at the free throw line for St. Cecilia, 57% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. 45-30. St. Cecilia is going to win this, baby. We got 90 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Carly Foltz has got the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, picked up by Chandra Farmer. Comes over here to Onuka. Onuka flips the ball away to Carly Foltz again, dribbles behind the screen, moves it down the right side of the lane. Picks her back up as it was tipped away, goes out here to Onuka. They work it down the left baseline, driving, shooting, and missing is Perot. Offensive rebound, foul shot is up and in by Kristen Onuka. And now we're going to have a timeout called here from Scotus. Timeout Scotus with a minute and 10 seconds to play Here in quarter number four, we'll take a break with a score of St. Cecilia 45, Columbus Scotus 32.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. All Saints Cecilia 45-32. The Hawkins have left from the opening tap, scoring the first 8 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia got out to a 12-4 first quarter lead. They led 25-9 at halftime, 35-19 after three. Scotus pulled within 14 points or so here in the fourth quarter of play. They couldn't do anything with that run, and now it's a 13-point lead for the Hawkettes, but St. Cecilia's got the ball. Here's Nicholas. He's going to be hit on the play down here on the baseline.
No basket.
And a foul is going to be called here on Scotus. That's going to go on Christian Onuka, and that's going to be your third. That's team foul number six now on the Shamrocks. So still no free throws here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger will inbound the ball for the Hawkins. She gets it into Alyssa Schropp. Back to Hamburger. Hamburger throws it over here. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Carly Fultz as he drives the length of the floor. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. The ball stripped away from Perot. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Scotus basketball. And now Morgan Nicola is underneath the basket here. Evidently hit the stage area down there, and she is slow in getting up for St. Cecilia. She gets to her feet here. 53 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's a 45-32 ball game. Now Morgan Nicola is on her feet. Gonna maybe seek some medical attention here. It looks like she's having a tough time standing up as John Kyle is going to go out there and check on her. We got just 53 seconds to play in the ballgame. She ran into the stage area underneath the basket there. And she's going to have to check out of the ballgame for the final 53 seconds. Coming into the ballgame for St. Cecilia is going to be Jackson. Also coming in is going to be Olivia Thomas. So Morgan Nicola, I think, crunched her head as she ran into the stage area going for that loose ball underneath the basket here. She's going to have to check out. Columbus Scotus will inbound the ball down here. Baseline right side. Kara Moore gets it in. There's a bounce pass to the far side. Nobody's there. A bounce pass to the far sideline. I think Kristen Onuka is going the other way. And the Shamrocks throw the ball out of bounds for their 18th turnover. Now St. Cecilia will play things in with a 13-point lead, 45-32. Jackson will get things in as they get it to Schropp. Back to Jackson. Foul called here in backcourt by Kara Moore. That's going to be the fourth foul on Kara Moore. That's the 17th foul on the Shamrocks, and now St. Cecilia will have some free throws as Josie Jackson will go to the free throw line. So St. Cecilia will play for the Centennial Conference Championship on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. They'll face the winner of this next ball game coming up between Lincoln Christian and Lincoln Lutheran. They will score off at 7:45 tonight. So St. Cecilia back into the finals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on Saturday afternoon. 4:15 starting time right back here at Lincoln Christian. Josie Jackson to the free throw line now. Racing St. Cecilia. We got 49.8 seconds to play here in this one as Jackson will toe the mark. She's an 88% foul shooter on the season, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Scotus basketball. Got some new folks into the ball game now. Melody O'Callaghan is into the ball game for St. Cecilia. We see Will Sheehy in the basketball game as well. Monty Schwenke is into the contest for John Kyle and the Hawkettes for the final minute or so of this basketball game. There's Kara Moore with the ball. Her pass in the lane is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Now the scramble is on. A couple of players hit the deck, and a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. Turnover number 19 on Scotus. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's post-game show here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia with the ball. Erica Kitten brings it into the offensive zone. She hands it away to Lil Sheehy out here in three-point territory. Sheehy, there's a pass that's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted again. Picked up here by Carly Foltz for SCOTUS. She drives the ball to the basket and scores. Foltz now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 45-34. Sage Cecilia with a lead. Here's a Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy gets it to the high post. Kitten, now to Sheehy. The ball poked away again and is picked up here by Peyton Shohan. Shohan now to Foltz. Her shot from half court is no good. And that is the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The Hawkettes out to a big first quarter lead at 12-4, led 25-9 at halftime, and were really never threatened this basketball game here tonight as they roll past Columbus SCOTUS by a score of 45-34. Back with a recap after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Superheroes of Service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Lincoln Christian. Hastings St. Cecilia takes care of biz here tonight, and they knock off Columbus SCOTUS in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score of 45-34. Hawkins scoring the first 8 points of the ball game. It wasn't until the 2 minute 10 second mark of the first quarter that the Shamrocks were able to get a free throw to make it an 8-1 ball game. St. Cecilia had a 12-4 lead after the first quarter of play. The Hawkins led 25-9 at halftime, led 35-19 after three quarters, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 45-34. St. Cecilia getting 13 points in the ball game tonight from Chandra Farmer. The other scores for the Hawkettes, Morgan Nicola had 8 points. Olivia Thomas had 8 points. Alyssa Schropp had 7. Claire Hamburger had 7 points. 3 points for Josie Jackson. Again, the Chandra Farmer leading the way with 13 tonight for St. Cecilia. The Shamrocks were led by Alyssa Foltz as she comes up with 10 points. 9 of those in the second half of play. Peyton Shohan had 7. 6 points for Carly Foltz, 4 points for Anna Perot, 3 for Carol Moore, 2 for Kristen Onuka, and 2 points for Hannah Krings. So St. Cecilia improves to 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Hawkettes will play either Lincoln Christian or Lincoln Lutheran on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 for the Centennial Conference Basketball Championship. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning,
your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, Chandra Farmer leading the way for St. Cecilia. 13 points in the ball game here tonight. Morgan Nicola contributed 8 points, including a backbreaker right before the end of the first half as she hits a three-pointer, and the Hawkeyes went ahead 25-9 at that point. Olivia Thomas all over the glass tonight. She scores 8 points as well for the Hawkeyes. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Chandra Farmer. Farmer comes down with a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. She had 3 2-point field goals, scores at 13 points in the ball game, and at one time during the third quarter, she scores 8 straight points for St. Cecilia. That's when the Shamrocks had cut the lead to 27-16. Then Chandra Farmer scores the next 8 points for St. Cecilia as the Hawkeyes went back out on top 35-16. And St. Cecilia cruises to the win tonight as they beat Columbus Scotus by a score of 45-34. Chandra Farmer, our player of the game tonight for the Hawkeyes. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coach's post-game show.
Again, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Columbus Scotus by a score of 45-34. St. Cecilia assistant coach P.J. Henry is going to join us in the post-game. And coach, kind of an impressive show for your Hawkeyes tonight. Off to a great start and really dominated the basketball game tonight.
Yeah, I think it might come from our last two practices. We've really everybody's picked their level up in practice and stuff. And we've been preaching faster starts and been really working on that on practice. And if things went kind of wrong, they were doing push-ups or running extra, and it looks like it. Hopefully, it paid off tonight, and hopefully it'll just kind of carry on. It's getting that time of the year you want things like that to start happening. So
got out to an 8-0 lead in the ball game tonight and really held Columbus Scotus at bay until the 2:10 mark of the first quarter. And when you knew points were going to be at a premium tonight, that's a great start for you girls.
It's a good start. We were talking, Coach Kyle, we talk a lot, and it's usually with Scotus, it's the first one to 40 usually comes out with the win, and that's what we were talking about, if we could get to 40 before they did. And they like you said, we had a real good start offensively and defensively.
Talk about your offensive start tonight. Your defense forced some turnovers there in the first quarter, had a lot of transition baskets, but also hit some shots during that first quarter. So offensively, you guys pretty well did everything you wanted in this ball game tonight, didn't you?
Right, yeah, and we've been also preaching against – we wanted to get out and run against Scotus because they like to slow you down. And as the game went on, the girls did a good job. I guess they finally listened to us for once, but they did a good job of running tonight.
Talk about the defensive effort on the Scotus tonight. As good as you guys were offensively, you were just as good on defense. You held their leading scorer basically in check until late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they like to run a pick and roll. They run that a lot, and we were pinching a second defender over there trying to take that away. And they have two girls we told the girl on the back side she's going to have to kind of watch them too while the other ones went to work around the paint. We figured if we could win the paint, you know, we probably should win the ball game, and I think that's kind of what happened maybe.
St. Cecilia, again, got to the good size lead. They made one little run there in the third quarter, pulled within 11 points at 27-16, and that's when Chandra Farmer kind of took over and scored eight straight points, and by then the ball game was over at the end of her little run there. Talk about what she brings to the floor and talk about the 8-0 run that Chandra put out there.
Well, she's 5'0", and she's meaner than a gnat, and her competitiveness, she goes out on the floor, and you could be 6'2", 5'10", 5'5", and she's saying, stop me. You know, stop me if you can. If you can, good. But, she just goes out there, doesn't think anybody can stop her. And she just plays ball. She comes from a basketball family, and it showed up. So
yeah, that little 8-0 run in the third quarter, probably the telltale of the game, as they really put them away after that. Led,
yeah.
35-16 after that 8-0 run.
Yeah, I mean, she's open. She'll shoot it. I mean, she don't even think. It just goes. And that's when I step up, and I was a shooting coach for this game.
Oh, yeah, yes. You got to take take responsibilities for all that stuff. So,
yes.
St. Cecilia goes on to win it tonight 45-34 over Columbus Scotus here in the finals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Normally when you win this tournament, Coach, good things will happen for you for the rest of the season. This is a tough tournament here.
Yes, it is. It's our conference is it's a tough conference, and you got to be ready to go when you play anybody in our conference. And these next two teams, we're going to stick around and watch them. And we played Lincoln Christian a couple weeks ago. We have not seen Lutheran yet this year, so we're going to scout these two teams, and because they're all, I mean, you got to be ready to go.
Saturday afternoon will be the championship ball game right back here at 4:15. So what will it mean for you guys if you can come out here with a championship on Saturday? What's it going to mean for you guys?
But you know, that'd be one of our goals. We all got three goals in mind, and that would be one of them. So we'll take one goal at a time, and it'd be great to win a conference championship for these girls.
I don't want to
and
ask
seniors.
I don't want to ask for the other two goals. I think I know one of them. Right,
yes.
Now, so. All right. Congratulations on the win,
Coach.
Mike. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. That's P.J. Henry, the assistant coach for the St. Cecilia Hawkins. Again, they win tonight by a score of 45-34. We'll take our last break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
So St. Cecilia wins it tonight. Final score of 45-34. The Hawkins leading it all. The stops tonight 12-4 at the end of the first quarter, 25-9 at halftime, 35-19 after three. And St. Cecilia wins it 45-34. Chandra Farmer leading the way for the Hawkins. 13 points in the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins now 13-4 on the season. Columbus Scotus drops to 11-5. St. Cecilia plays for the Centennial Conference Basketball Championship on the Saturday afternoon at 4:15 against either Lincoln Christian or Lincoln Lutheran. That ball game is coming up next here at Lincoln Christian. That'll wrap things up for us tonight from Lincoln. From my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link, the local high school sports, 12:30 a.m., KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.